Welcome to our WTU podcast, We Move People, your podcast for body, heart and mind. We are Alfred Johannes Neudorfer and Rosa Ferrante Banera, and in our podcast we talk about the topics personal development, health, martial arts, philosophy and humanity. Those who achieve all their aims probably set them too low. This is a quote from Herbert von Karajan, and welcome to our We Move People podcast. Hello, AJ.
Hello, Rosa.
So the topic is success.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the quote is very interesting because everybody thinks that if you have a goal or an aim, you want to achieve this, and if you don't achieve this, you're not good enough, or you did not make it.
You can say if you have a goal, a target, then if you received 80%, then you have make it higher. Never achieve a goal. Because if you achieve a goal, there's a point you fall in nothing.
Then you have no goals, motivation anymore. So when you are at 80%, so 20% before you achieve your goal, you have to set your goal higher.
It's the best way. A better way is to have enormous targets, great targets, and great targets have targets before. So you should have a great target for your life, and if you have this target, you never change this target. You only change the process and the way to the target, but never the target. If you change a target, it was not a target.
It was not also a decision.
It was a decision. A target is a decision.
Yes.
And before you make a decision, you have to declare why you want this target. If you can't declare for yourself why, then you can't make the decision.
Yes.
And there's is a old sentence. If I want to go anywhere, I must have already been there. What means this? You have to visualize the target with all your signs. You have to visualize so good you can that there is a real picture in your mind from the target. This picture is as the target itself.
Like in reality. With all your senses.
If you have the targets in this picture, then you can decide. Then you have also the answer of the question why I want to have this target. Because then you have a little bit impression how yourself have to change yourself that you can't have this target. Then because if I want to have a target, then I have to change myself. I am not at the moment the human being who is on the target because I'm not the human being who can be there.
You have to change yourself in a way.
A target is always I have to change myself. And the circumstances is the way how I have to change myself. So you have to change all the circumstances around you. Maybe you have to change the people around you. If you really change yourself is a great target, the people around you maybe don't want this.
And you can not hope that you have success when you hang around with people with no success.
There's no success, yes.
And the people always want to hold you. They want that you are also unsuccessful, because when you have great success and they not, then you
it's like them that you hold the mirror in front of them and you say, hey, I was like you and now I have success, or and now I achieved my goals.
And people around you always will give you advice for your doing. And do not seek advice from people who never started or you have given up.
Yes.
They can't give you advice in your targets. Advice can give people who are there where you want to go.
And maybe we should talk about what is success for us.
Success is to setting a target and to achieve them. And how I can achieve a target? I have to go step by step. As we say in our to our young blood, to our children, in our WDT Wing Chun, we always say you can go step by step. You have a target and you can reach everything in your life you want. You have the target and go step by step. A little target has not so much steps, and a great target has many steps. And you can reach everything you want.
And for these many steps, we need also a plan, isn't it? Plan and a strategy?
We need a strategy. We need tactic who work to the strategy. And we need strategy games for the way. And all these things are changes because these are patterns. I don't know what I will meet in 2 weeks. But I know what, in which direction I will go in 2 weeks. Is it the same direction I go now? And if there is something on the way I go around?
And what I think is very sad and a pity for a lot of people, that a lot of people say, oh no, I don't want to have success. I am happy as my life is right now. Okay, maybe they are, but they have no goal and no imagination for the end of their life, for the future. They have no targets for their life. Nobody should have a very big car or maybe have millions on the bank account, but everybody should have goals for their life.
I would say if you have your own targets or you have the targets from other people. Maybe you don't know this. We all work for targets every day.
When someone say, no, I have everything I want, I'm very comfortable in this life, that's it. Why do they work for the targets for other people?
Yes, he has a work, or maybe he get money from the state, or maybe he works with money he has in the bank. He works with the bank. He has the targets from other people. And for me, human being is to develop human being. Because this is nature.
Yes.
Okay, you can try to go against nature, or you can go with the nature. Like our WDT Wing Chun, Taoism, we want to go with the nature, not against the nature.
And to have a goal is not to have a dream.
It's a difference. If you have wishes and dreams and fantasies, it's not concrete. It's the wrong direction.
You want to have something, but you have no plan, no strategy, not a decision. You want to have this.
You don't start to act.
Yes.
Most people go from the wrong direction. They want to have and then think they can do, and then think they are something. But the first is you have to be, and then you can do in the right way to have. It's a right direction. So first I have to work on my mind or on my mindset. And with this mindset, I can act in the correct way for the goals, for the targets I have. And I never will reach targets without the right mindset. And I never will work in the correct way for the targets without the mindset. It's not possible. So a target is not only money, but money is a good example. You are not a millionaire if you have $1 million. You see this open in lotto. Many people who win money lose the money in very short time. Because they have not the mindset how they handle with this money.
Yes. So first you have to be, then you have to do, and then you will have.
To be is that you can act in the right way for the targets.
Okay, can you give me a tip or an advice for more success?
One of the important things is that you have to find a community of people who are there where you want to be.
We're already there.
And also important is that you have a concrete picture. And so you should have something like a vision board with pictures and all you want to have or you want to be. That you always have this picture for you in the morning, in the evening.
Because our subconsciousness work only with pictures, not with words, not with numbers.
Not only with pictures, because we are thinking in pictures.
So it's not enough. In the past, I also had goals and made plans, and I always wrote inside a book, and I always wrote numbers, and I always wrote letters. And now I also have a vision board. It's next to the place where I work every day. So I look at this in the morning. I always remember why I do this. Yes. And I look at this at night in the evening before I go to bed. I look at this all the time, and I think it's much more than motivation. It's I don't have the word for this, but it's not only motivation. I think I remember myself why I do this.
A vision board is like a plan and a picture of the journey I'm on.
Yes. And when I'm in a bad mood, or when I don't want to do this, when I'm lazy, when I think, oh, should I watch something on Netflix, or should I do something stupid, then I always have here the reminder.
Yeah, you know I also have a great vision board.
Yes.
A vision board.
We did this at a weekend, and I was very proud about my vision board, and I shouted at you and I said, come on, watch at my vision board. And then he was working the whole Saturday, the whole Sunday. And I thought, what is he doing there? And then on Sunday, he showed me your vision board. And then I felt so very little and small. But I think it's very important that there is no target. Target is Ziel. There's keine Grenze.
No, there's no borderline. There's no borderline.
Yes, you should be allowed to imagine what you want and as big as possible.
Don't limit yourself in your thinking, in your you can go everywhere you want, and don't limit this. But you have to know there are many, many steps before.
Yes. You must be patient.
Yeah.
You must be very, work hard.
And Kung every fu, day, Kung fu.
Yes, and every day And you have to be very focused, not do this and that and that and that and that, not 20. I cannot be very professional in 20 parts.
No.
I can be an expert in WTU Wing Chun, but not in piano playing. Mm. I can do piano playing maybe like a hobby.
Like a hobby.
I'm not an expert in five different things.
Mm-hmm.
It's not possible because I am focused. I have all my energy in WTU Wing Chun.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe if you want, you can do yourself a vision board.
Yes.
With pictures from some magazines or printed out from the internet.
Yeah. Then study the people around you. There's also all sentence that it's like you are the result of the five people who are around you.
Mm-hmm.
And look at the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are like the people around you.
Mm. Yes. Okay, then till the next time. Bye.
Bye.